Welcome back to our season finale of This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. Our Joe Tolleson has gone through all of his recorded discs, all of his archives, filled with highlights of the entire season, and he's chosen his best plays and most memorable moments. So here he is with the plays of the year.
Here is a pass, errant pass by Jackman. Gagne in front. Pagliano scores! Andrew Cogliano, three straight overtime winners. This one comes with 4.9 seconds remaining in the overtime period. Another spectacular goal by Andrew Cogliano.
Sam, an NHL first for an Oilers rookie. Rod Phillips, the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton as Andrew Cogliano is the first player ever to score overtime goals in three consecutive games. Two players hit the 500-goal mark, San Jose's Jeremy Roenick and St. Louis's Keith Kachuk, who reached the plateau on the final day of the season.
Puck along the wing. Comes up to Kachuk. Jeredev got it back. Pass to Nash. On to Kachuk. Looks to the empty net. He scores! Goal number 500 in the career of Keith Kachuk. It's a shorthanded goal, and what a way for the season to end.
Chris Kerber on 1120 KMOX, the voice of St. Louis, as Kachuk became the 41st player in league history to score 500. Minnesota's Marian Gaborik had the scoring touch against the New York Rangers.
Getting it over and taken away by Gaborik. He's got a chance for five. Here's Gaborik in. Shoot, score! Gaborik with five goals tonight. It's 6-3 Minnesota.
There's no hats left. What are we going to throw? Throw the chairs. Throw something. Oh, my goodness.
Bob Kurtz and Tom Reed, the call on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as Gaborik had the league's first five-goal game since Sergei Fedorov in 1996. Something else happened this season that hadn't taken place in 12 years.
Back behind the goal, centering feed. Ovechkin was there, but taken out by Thorburn. Loose between the circles. Kozlov gets it back to the line. Tom Pody, far side. Green will try it. Through traffic, out in front of his goal. Alex Ovechkin! Alex Ovechkin has done it. He has tied history with goal number 60.
Not since Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr in 96 has the league had a 60-goal scorer. Steve Colby, the call on the 3WT Capitals Radio Network, as Alex Ovechkin tied Washington's single-season goal-scoring mark with that tally. He'd set a new standard en route to claiming the Rocket Richard and Art Ross trophies by finishing the season with 65 goals and 112 points. Ovechkin also set a new standard for single-season goals by a left wing. Mike Madonna was already the top U.S.-born goal scorer in NHL history, and this season, he became the all-time U.S.-born points leader.
Letnin attacking Chichu, spun it off. Now he chases Pavelski, and Madonna chips it. Here he goes! He's in the wall! He fakes! He shoots! He scores! And he's alone at the top! Mike Madonna is America's greatest scorer.
Ralph Strangis on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas as Madonna moved past Phil Housley. A record crowd of 71,217. The snow falling and a shootout. Who can forget the Winter Classic?
Crosby against Ryan Miller. Pushes it ahead. Picks it up down the slot. Crosby forehand. Scores! Penguins win in the shootout. Sidney Crosby with a beautiful move, slid it underneath Ryan Miller.
Sam Rosen, the call right here on NHL Radio as Sidney Crosby's shootout goal pushed the Pens past Buffalo. And of course, our top moment of the 2007-2008 season, the Red Wings win the Stanley Cup for the 11th time in franchise history. Ken Cowell with the call on WXYT in Detroit.
Gonchar flips it over the line. Lidstrom fires it out to center ice. 5 seconds to go. Gonchar to Malkin over the Detroit line. Pushes it forward. Backhand try. Oh, it's good to save. And the rebound slipped right through the goal mouth. Time will run out. And the Detroit Red Wings are the 2008 Stanley Cup champions.
Thanks very much, Joe, and a great job all season long bringing us the exciting play-by-play calls from around the league.